good day, guys.
Yeah, good. good day, everyone. Welcome back to. Well, that's supposed to be a drum.
It's a drum roll. Come on.
It's your drum roll. Welcome back to Pussomaniacs. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Parting my chair. Yeah, it's been a long minute. Ifa, how have you been?
I've been good. It's been a minute. Those for it's a slang. It's been a minute.
I'm doing my own slang.
Don't add long to it.
It's been a minute.
How have you been?
I've been good. Work and other things.
Other things summed up together.
And yeah. So it's good to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. The last episode we did was in when? December.
Yeah.
And how many months on we're resuming?
Like a fortnight.
Yeah. So we had to put one or two or three or four things.
Or five or six.
Or ten things.
Together,
yeah. And now we are back with a bang. Yeah.
Okay, just continue right up. Anyways, yes, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back. And thank you for all those who've listened to our four episodes so far. Thank you for listening. And yeah, we appreciate it. And the episode 4 is like the most listened to episode at the moment.
Oh my gosh,
you've forgotten what you...
My mind.
We talked about the World Cup group draw.
Oh, yes.
I wasn't predicting wrong things. I was predicting...
Let's mark this podcast after the World Cup. Realize you predicted wrong.
I didn't predict wrong. I predicted right.
Anyway, so thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. And we hope you'll continue to listen. And engage with us on all our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
And you can visit our website too.
Yes, we have a website. That's among the one or two
things,
or four or ten things. Yeah.
We have to put together.
We have a website. We'll link, the link is somewhere on our social media platforms. Pardon her chair.
My chair didn't make noise.
Yes. So in this episode, we are going to just go over what's been happening in the world of women's football.
The 4-1. Let's give you all the 4-1.
Over the past month. A lot has happened. A lot happened in March. It seems March so far has been the champion of women's football this year.
Yeah, it has. I mean,
yeah. So much positive news. And
positive
one or two negative vibes, but the good outweigh the bad.
Always.
So that's what we'll be doing this episode. So what are we starting with?
She doesn't want to go there because I mean her team didn't win.
No.
Her second country didn't win.
What?
That's where US human being as well.
I'm not
Ghana.
I'm not giving me today. If you give me citizenship, I won't say no, but they haven't given me citizenship, so I'm only one country.
Anyway, so
yeah, so quite I don't know if I just say an upset.
It was interesting. I mean, football is upset is what makes football interesting.
And I predicted it.
That's what
I should have looked for this tweet and made you look at it. I predicted it. The USWNT Twitter handle, before the tournament started, they were like, okay, so who do we got to win the tournament? And I was like, I love the US, but I think England will win it. And England won. Yeah, you saw it. If you didn't see it, you were like,
relax.
So I called it, and it happened. The same way I called in the previous episode, what happened in the World Cup. So, yeah.
Anyways, so that happened. England did win. Brazil, I am shocked. They didn't win a match.
No, I don't know why you are shocked. I'm shocked. Classic Brazil.
What is Brazil?
Did you watch the the Brazil England match.
I watched the highlights. Yeah.
That match, Brazil should have won. That, I think that was the best match.
Brazil
should have won because they were just playing. You know how Brazil play, like some stylish, like 1-2, 1-2. Like, it was just
stand.
And Marta
were stand.
There was moments where Marta was surrounded by two yeah. England players, and then she just did some fancy footwork and just.
But upon all the fanciness
I sure.
and the style, they lost.
They did lose. They did lose.
But I don't know. Probably Brazil should work on their teamwork more. That's what I think.
Yes, because they have all the individual talents, but they can't translate.
I'm just wondering
into team success.
How these people can.
No, for me, guys, even maybe too far fetched. I mean, Marta, you have this Andressa. You have the Binha. I mean, all these people. But the keeper, their keeper was really solid.
This is good, but the players didn't help. The keeper can't win a game, so. Anyways.
Yeah.
So that happened anyway. Yeah.
And England really, really impressed. I was
they didn't come to joke.
Because even when they were down, because in the US match, they were down twice,
and then they came back twice
with the US. I'm sure the US was frustrated.
I'm sure that actually, I think when it was 2-1, the frustration set in. And so when the second one came, was just.
Big ups to England. Big ups to England. They can't hear you, that was too low.
Anyways, that is supposed to be low. It's supposed to be low key.
Yeah,
but I mean, they did very well.
I was a bit sad that US didn't win.
You see, I said it's a second time.
But, you know.
I really hope England puts up this performance.
They will. They have to.
US must tighten up if they want to.
Yes. And remember, in the previous episode, I said the weakest link in this US team right now is the goalkeeping. And I was right. And, you know, US fans have been complaining that Joe Ellis calls up three keepers and only plays one throughout the whole game.
So if you play,
I mean, give the other keepers minutes.
So then I think so. Well, everybody should move to stay in the pool in the group stage.
Give the other keepers.
See what happens.
But I mean, it's obvious she's picked Alessandra as the number one. So, you know, and she got injured after their first game, and that prompted Joe to give Adriana French. Her first cup and
you should do
well. I don't say she didn't do well, but I mean that was her first cup. Okay, so obviously, you know, that's her issue, and that's
I just like I may somehow agree with her. Okay, because let's say this she leaves cup. Every keeper could have had one game.
Every keeper did have one game, but that was only because Alyssa got injured in the first game.
That was because there was a condition. She got injured.
Yeah.
So maybe she could try that in the World Cup. The other friendlies they have.
World Cup, you can't be trying keepers.
You can't be trying keepers at the World Cup.
You can't be trying keepers.
They will surprise you.
You can't be trying.
I mean, like, I'll try.
No. Otherwise, what's the point of having a number one keeper? If you're just trying everybody.
If you have a number one keeper, she's English. Let's not... delve too deep.
No, so I think the goalkeeping is still going to be a bit of a headache for them. But
at least they have the players to go and equalize their scores.
I can't talk about the US team without mentioning the fact that Ali Krieger is back
friend.
In the
her
team, you guys.
No, she's not my best friend. She's your best friend.
Only in my mind.
Her best friend in her mind, yes, is back.
Ali Krieger is back in the team. And
her dream best friend.
When I saw it, I was in a meeting and I almost screamed.
She did scream.
I didn't.
Somebody stared at her.
No, I didn't.
You weren't even there. I was there screaming. I was there screaming. Somebody stared at her.
I didn't scream. I was just like, you know, this.
But she did. Somebody looked at her.
Nobody looked at me.
Someone looked at me. But I'll show you. The man that was sitting by you.
No one was sitting by me.
The man sitting by you.
No one.
Not by you like I'm sitting by you.
No one was literally sitting the whole row. I was the only one on that whole row.
But when I first was back in my...
Whatever, but I was just so excited. So I can't wait.
She was ecstatic. Excited is an understatement.
I can't wait for their upcoming match. When is it? On Friday. I mean, Thursday US, but Friday, yeah. You know, time difference and whatnot. So.
Australia,
yeah. So I hope Ali starts this game because It's been 2 years, man. It's too long.
That's a lot to prove.
No, she doesn't have a lot to prove.
That's a lot to prove.
She doesn't have anything to prove.
Just, the coach just got the team for no reason.
We don't know.
We can't essentially.
Obviously, there's a reason for everything, but we don't know the reason. But we are
essentially just benching.
That's besides the point. We are just glad that Ali's back. So,
and
fellow.
I hope she plays.
So, fellow. Yeah, that's a.
You know, they can't pick you, but you'll be on the bench, please.
So, to all my fellow Ali Krieger fans out there.
We are here.
Yeah.
I mean, we are happy to start. So,
yeah. So, and. Yeah, that's it for the Chiefs. Cyprus Cup. So Nigeria and South Africa played in the Cyprus Cup. And I was quite disappointed. I couldn't find any of the matches to watch anyway.
Oh, okay.
On this whole internet.
Please open it.
I'm shocked. Nowhere could I find the Cyprus Cup to watch. And I thought Super Sports would show it. Because it's banana, but I don't know. Maybe somebody should get broadcasting rights to Cyprus Cup and show next year, but we couldn't watch it, so we had to resort to following Twitter updates. That's no fun. We want to watch. But anyway, South Africa didn't do as well as they did
previously.
Because last year they finished in sixth place, and this year South Africa finished ninth and Nigeria finished seventh.
But previously
South Africa didn't do well in this one.
They didn't do well.
Because I was expecting them to finish higher than they did last year.
Can I defend their defense?
What?
In their defense, they haven't fully rested. After alcohol.
Wait, what? That's no defense.
In their defense.
What do you mean they haven't fully rested after alcohol?
Fully rested.
How long do you need to rest after a competition where you played like 4 matches?
How many matches did they play in the alcohol?
5 matches.
Why is it that they need any
rest? I said
like four.
No, they don't need, no.
They haven't gotten over the shock of losing the alcohol.
They didn't lose the outcome. If you finish second and you've qualified.
Second is not first. You still lost.
And you've qualified for your maiden World Cup.
I don't know, this is your excuse. It's not an excuse, I'm just saying in your defense.
It's an excuse. It's unacceptable. So,
well, they didn't perform more. Well, their coach was trying out to play, so at least it prepares them for the World Cup and what is at stake in it.
Yeah, so at least they had some good matches in to prepare with, you know, leading up to the World Cup, which is more than I can say for one other country.
We'll leave them alone.
But we'll come to them later. Nigeria, I don't have much to say.
Because it's Nigeria.
Not because it's Nigeria,
because
but
it's Nigeria.
I don't have much to say. I mean,
they did all.
They did okay. They did, I mean, Africa, nah, I don't know.
The playing journey.
I don't have a lot to say about Nigeria. So
have something to say.
I'll just say that they also did.
See something about Nigeria.
They did okay. I mean, they got good preparation in. You know, before that, they went to China to play in. I think they had 2 matches in China.
Yeah.
Also, so it's all part of. At this point, it's the preparation that's important.
As you are playing other countries.
Yeah. So the other country that I was talking about, Cameroon. So while Nigeria was playing China and South Africa was playing Netherlands and Sweden, you know, and preparing to go and play in the Cyprus, Cameroon, we couldn't find them. Cameroon were nowhere to be found. They are just dropped off the face of the footballing world.
Leave them alone.
You
were doing
but, you know, yeah,
preparing.
Okay, I know that they have like a camp also in February, but what is the camp compared to matches?
No, maybe
you know, international. We are not blaming the team per se, but their effort. Because they are the ones who are supposed to get their matches to play, get them ample preparation.
Well,
how are they supposed
after camp, they will get them
Well, it's not that I hear they are going to play China. I mean, this international break that's coming up. That's 4th to 9th April. China is doing another round of the Tournament of Nations or whatever they did earlier in January that Nigeria went to play some. It was Yeah, so that, but how many months? The 4 months.
They were in camp. They were learning certain things.
I'm just saying that the FA could have done them one better.
No, if you think they want better, they have much to play.
This one is that there are only 4 teams, and you're guaranteed just 2 matches.
Okay.
So, because there are 4, so they play, and they are not, their own is not the she believes round robin format.
Oh, okay.
You just play 1-2, you play 1-2, you play. Whoever the winners of the 2 matches are into the final, and the other the losing teams you play 3rd and 4th or whatever. So just 2 matches, and I don't know if they have other matches maybe in May that will play before they go to the World Cup.
They will surprise Let's prepare.
You know that for me, preparation is everything. How can you not prepare? And you want to go and
do wonders somewhere.
It's not. So yeah, that was the Cyprus Cup. The Cyprus Cup for you. And moving on. So the sponsorships that came up. Not the Women's World Cup. But it's the country, it's not the World Cup that is being sponsored.
Anyways, sponsorship is sponsorship.
Yes, but nobody is sponsoring the women's. I mean, no. If I don't even give me talk later. So there's been quite a few sponsorship announcements. You know, the corporate bodies are now seeing the light. Investing in the women's game now. So
thank you for saying that.
It's my podcast. I can say whatever I want. So
well, they've realized that women's football is picking up.
So they've seen the light.
So just be nice. Be nice.
But there's nothing not nice about.
So that time they were blinded when we were seeing the light.
You said it. Not my words.
Oh, you said yeah.
I didn't say blind.
I was asking you a question.
I didn't say blind.
I was asking you.
You said it. Anyway.
You can see the light now.
So,
blind
Lucozade, whatever. Lucozade Sports is partnering with the Lionesses, that's England's women's national team, and is going to be their sports drink provider. So that's and that's actually the first time that Lucozade Sport is venturing to women's football. So that's, you know, huge news. And then Nike also did their Women's World Cup kits unveiling. Where they
did, beautiful.
Yeah. And a couple of the teams have specially designed kits, meaning the men didn't wear because this is made like solely for them. For instance, England. I mean, their kits is just. I like their away kits with their roses and it's just. Someone should give me one. Thank you. In advance.
Who was complaining about the polka dot?
Me, France. I mean, what those who have seen France's
called
away kits. What is with? Someone said it's like a pajamas.
Wait. Listen.
I'm listening.
It's called. A full me jersey.
What?
It's called a full me jersey. Let me explain.
Explain it.
They are wearing polka dotted jerseys. You are going to say, this jersey, you are going to laugh at them. Then they will score you, then you go home. I explained this to you on Twitter. Don't forget.
No, so are you telling me that whole professional players will be full?
What is wrong with the polka dotted
jerseys? They will be on their pitch.
I just think they try something.
No, this is what they are saying. That players will be on their pitch and they'll be laughing at their French team's kit, and then their friends will go and score them for their
I explain to you. It's a nice kit. Whether it looks like a pajama.
It's not nice.
It's nice.
Someone said it's like a pajama. Someone said it looks like a nurse's outfit.
Any nurse listening, please. I'm sorry for my
friends. I'm not the one who said it. I said someone
said it.
Said.
You said it.
I just said someone said.
But you said it.
That doesn't mean I said it. I'm just.
I just think it's they are trying something different. That's all. And maybe it doesn't fit with society. It doesn't mean that it's not nice. It's nice. I mean, I would want both. I want women away of South Africa. It's just.
For me, I don't like the France. Are we just? What's good for us?
She doesn't. I do.
But then.
But if somebody gets me one to away, I wear it. Yeah, right?
I'm away. Don't bring me. Don't bring me.
But I do want.
If South you bring Africa, me the England one, I'll wear. If you bring me the US one, I'll wear. If you bring me the South African one, I also wear. In fact, if you bring all of them, I'll wear. But don't bring me the France away, Jesse. I don't like that.
But with this unveiling, I couldn't find Cameroon.
And no, they are not
in Jamaica
by Nike. Oh, Jamaica, Umbro.
Umbro is the best. I saw it. It sounds serious.
So sick. It's nice.
Really,
it's really nice.
But initially, I thought maybe it was Nike was going to do it.
What do you mean everything?
Like Nike was going to sponsor all of them.
Nike doesn't sponsor all of them.
That's what I thought, because it's like they're doing a new jersey kit. I'm not saying they should, but that's what I thought. So when it came out and I didn't find some countries, I was like, oh, okay, maybe they're not sponsored by Nike at all. Then I saw Jamaica.
Why do you think Nike sponsors all countries in the world or something? I don't want to get it.
And I am saying because it's the first time they are unveiling jerseys.
It's not the first.
For the women's
World Cup. But it's not even all of the countries.
Yeah.
Like, because South Africa, like, it's not new. We've seen it. That's what they use, the alcohol. That's what they meant. No, it's the same thing. Nigeria, too, what the men wore for their World Cup.
Oh, yes, Nigeria did.
There's not all of them. It's just.
But anyways, I'm in love with the Jamaica jersey.
Yeah, I'm also in love with
someone to send me one.
With the US jersey. I mean, it's simple and it's like they are honoring the 1999 team. They call them the 99ers. I mean, they were like the pioneers of women's football in America. Mia Hamm, Julie Fowdy, Vonnie Chastain, you know, all them.
Yeah, she goes right. Yeah. About US, her second country.
They're not my second country. I just like them. So that's the US kit is also, you know, a nice throwback to the 99 team. Then Nike also revealed that they are in partnership with UEFA and they'll be like the official match ball supplier of all UEFA women's competitions. For the next 3 or 5 years.
I'm making my request. I want one.
Your request to whom?
To the listeners.
I know. Why do they work at Nike?
You don't have to work at Nike to get stuff from Nike.
Ah, so why am I on it?
Why are you spoiling my chance? The ball comes, you play some. I'm telling you in advance.
Your house fire is fire. Can't call me.
Should I bring it here?
So that's also, you know, a bit of good news. Then Adidas also announced that they will be paying members of, this thing is.
Let's go.
They'll be paying.
You like English?
English is good. They'll be paying members of the winning World Cup team that they sponsor the same performance bonus as they do the men.
That is interesting.
Very. So thank you, Adidas, for that, you know, great step in the right direction. For pay parity. Yeah, we hope it continues and, you know, more people also start seeing their life. I think the ultimate one for me will be the Barclays sponsorship. Yeah, for England's FA Women's Super League, Barclays is said to be their first, it is a big, 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 their first title sponsor. So following the next season, they'll be known as the Barclays FA Women's Super League. Yes. So big ups to Barclays
for stepping up.
But for that's great. But so all these sponsorship things you are mentioning, Africa. Where is Africa? Because all these things is happening in Europe, in
the work they put into it.
Where is Africa?
But Africa, before they were put a hold to the leagues in Ghana, they had sponsorship.
From where?
From Indo. sponsoring them.
Yeah, but like,
I mean, that was the very first time.
In no, so okay.
You're talking about this big sponsorship, like a big, like from Nike or Barclays.
Yes,
or,
yes.
Somebody must
not not like from Barclays per se,
but like but big people like this.
From big corporate giants in Africa. I'm not even talking about Ghana only. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I mean local
corporate giants is what I mean. Not just very local corporate giants.
Well.
So like, but I'll have to say, Sasol, they sponsor South Africa and the South African Women's League, which is semi-professional. But they're like the only corporate entity I know
who has done that.
Yeah. So,
but I also think that somebody did something for it to
start. Because all these,
I don't think Barclays just got up one day.
No, of course not.
Look at the Women's League now in Ghana.
There's no Women's League. There's no Women's League because of now. You know.
Yes, so when the right things are put in place, you attract this knowledge.
No, so are you saying before the right things were not put in place?
No, they are not getting it. There was no Women's League. Ghana to recently.
There was. What do you mean to recently? They were there, just they didn't have like a title sponsor or something.
No. This is what I mean.
What do you mean?
The Men's League is everywhere.
Everywhere where?
Like on the news, talking about the Men's League, all that. It is now that the Women's League is being spoken about on radios, social media, wherever. But it was just the Men's League. And the last Women's League before it was put on hold, it was cancelled for a while. They had a major sponsor. They had Fresh Pack sponsoring them.
I'm saying that was just last year. Before that, they didn't have
anyone.
Uh-huh.
But the Men's League had people. No, but they had people.
But my whole point is Africa is, you know, being left behind. Because now all these Barclays sponsorship and Nike, Adidas, this one. It's just going to
widen
the gap between, you know, the European and the American team. So we'll go to World Cup, maybe 2023 will come. We'll go to World Cup, maybe Ghana will be part. We'll win Alcon nicely or something. We'll go there and France will go and score ourselves. You know, that's so.
Who do you want to come and sponsor this?
So, please.
In Africa. Let's see.
The African.
I just think the authorities must work on it.
I mean, CAF should also. CAF. I can't talk about CAF right now. The less said about CAF. But CAF will also. I mean, the under 17 outcome that's going to take place later this month, there are 29 officials. And out of those 29, 3 are women.
0.1.
I don't know. I can't do the math. You know I can't do the math. But 3 out of 29 of them are women. And even that one, 1 is a referee and 2 are assistant refs. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a good step, but still behind. Because in England and other places, women are refereeing in, like, the Bundesliga and...
Yes, in all their leagues too.
In the men's league, not all, but like in some of the men's leagues, maybe not the top flight, but maybe the second division or third division.
The ones I've seen, the women, not just referees, like maybe fourth officials.
Yes, so
with the
if you are now kind 3 out of 15, you are happy.
The next time, they'll be
okay, but it's a good, but behind.
It's a good step.
It's a good step, but
those are behind.
It's a good step.
Good.
Behind.
I get over the fact that it's 3 women.
29.
So if it was 9 women, would you be okay?
No.
If it was 12 women, would you be okay?
Sure. Maybe. I don't know. But
12 out of 29.
They've done well, but behind. So.
Say they've done well. Leave it there.
Moving on. Oh, yeah. And I think we almost left out this other spot. Twitter has secured the media rights to Brazil's top women's league. So they'll be broadcasting league matches on Twitter. So you can watch it like everywhere, you know, once you're on Twitter, you can, even if you're not on Twitter, you can watch it. So that's also in that South America, Africa. Behind Africa, you can't watch any match. Even national team is playing, you can't watch. You can't watch. Not on even the men's guys on Star Time, GTV. What are they there for? GTV is not even showing it, and it's on Star Time. If you don't have Star Time, that means you can't watch. Let's go to the stadium.
The Nations TV is not showing
even the men's own.
It's
a China company that is showing our own league for us to watch. When our Nations TV is there, what do they show?
The award collection.
Nowadays, how do they show on GTV? I watch GTV. Not to talk of the women, but have you been to watch the women's, any of the women's matches so far?
Yeah.
Me neither. Why haven't you? We are here, we are talking about Africa,
we are talking about the locations, but you don't want to watch your own country. I'm talking about no place.
The quarter final. Yes. 3 PM.
And
3 PM. All of them. 3 PM.
At the same time. Why do you let them play at the same time?
That's different venues.
So one is in Accra, one is in
other. One no, the today I'm saying before during their group their group stages. There was one I saw at Teshi Mats. Then some military academy training school.
Why can't you do that?
And then community 8, some Park B.
Back to my question.
Community 8.
Why can't you play at Accra's first
day? I don't know.
That's the question. The men's leagues, when it's in Accra here, is the sports stadium.
I don't know why.
These places you have mentioned, have you heard that? Have you gone there before? Do you know the exact location?
No, but I will say the Teshimans Park, before the whole Anas thing happened and the league was ongoing, I was actually going to watch one at the Teshimans, but that day, I don't know where it is. I've never been to that area before. And I was using Google Maps to direct me there. Unfortunately, my battery was running low. And that was about 4 p.m. My battery was running low and I was almost there. I was about 10 minutes away or 5 minutes away from the venue. But my battery was like 15%. And I figured, this place that I'm going, for me, I don't really remember places easily. So if I'm going somewhere for the first time, I'll get lost. I can't find my way. So I just decided, you know what, let me just go back and another day because I don't feel like getting lost today. And it's even worse if it's in the evening. In the evening, I will just totally get lost. And I didn't feel like getting lost. So I just, you know, about 10. Even the about 10 and then coming back, okay, I got lost somewhere. So I just left and then the last thing happened and that was it. But I wanted to, but again, the timing, some of the matches are played on weekdays and, you know, work and stuff, you can't. So I've not been able to, but I follow on Twitter from NB Sports Live. Yeah, I follow it.
I follow there too.
Yes. So that is that for the sponsorships. I'm still asking, where is Africa? Where are Africa corporate giants?
MTN can sponsor. MTN can sponsor everywhere you go. Why can't you sponsor the women's league?
But they can also sponsor the women's league. Even Vodafone. They are huge in Ghana. They can also sponsor the women's
league.
Etotigo. They can also sponsor. I mean, Coca-Cola. Glow can do. Zenit Bank.
Bank.
You know,
that commercial bank.
GCB. They can do. So, you know, but again, as the people who are in charge of the thing, they are not seeing top. So, just, yeah. So, that's this for the sponsorships. And then there have also been amazing, amazing numbers watching the women's game. So there have been quite a few record sets.
There are few is a plenty to me.
Attendances. But again, these are all in Europe. Spain, Italy, Portugal. England, they are not even getting the whole England. But, you know, because 60,739 people watched Barcelona beat Atletico Madrid 1-0 at the Wanda Metropolitano. 39,000 people watched Juventus face Fiorentina at the Allianz Stadium. And, pardon me?
You know, the Allianz Arena is where the main play.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard the ladies play.
Yeah, no, that was the first time they were, yeah.
The ladies were playing.
And then about 15,000 people also watched Sporting TV play Benfica in Portugal. So all these is like 1 week this happened. Yeah, so 1 week the Atletico one, the next week the Allianz one, and then the next week the Portugal one. So I mean this is interesting. I mean, granted, most of the tickets at each of these matches were given away free, but
still people turned up.
Yeah, like they were. Turned up in the it's the interest that's there that counts. The interest is there. So all those people have been saying on Twitter and saying, "Yeah, no one cares about women's football. Go back into the kitchen." I mean, whatever. Someone should just throw those people back into like some alternate universe for me, because I don't know. But why? If you are not interested, why do you even comment under a post like
if
that?
A Ghanaian coach can open his mouth and see what he said.
I remember.
You want us to go there?
No.
Don't be surprised when you see these things. If a coach himself can say that.
No, but I don't even know what I'm
saying. They leave it to the first one. If they are looking at those in charge and those
no,
in charge
my
are undermining it.
No, the social media has made things such a way that anybody can just sit somewhere
and
just
say anything, spew anything.
You know, my point is, if you don't have anything nice to say about
keep
something
quiet.
And you're not interested, why do you actively go and comment under?
So you have people on who look at his profile and you.
For example, personally, I don't care much for cricket, for example.
So you're not even going to comment?
Because no offense to cricket as a sport, but I don't see why cricket is a sport. I mean, forgive me, cricket fans out there, but, you know, it's my opinion.
Maybe because you
everybody has
the game.
I don't understand the game.
Maybe that's right.
Same like baseball. I mean, so I'm not interested.
You don't
I'm
understand
not saying
the game
I don't understand.
Baseball.
No, seriously.
You don't understand the game of baseball.
No. Where in Ghana do we play baseball?
What?
Where? They taught you baseball.
They caught a baseball instructor. Somebody who had played high.
No, I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand baseball. I don't understand cricket either, but for cricket,
I don't really understand.
I don't get it.
I think it's interesting. It's interesting.
There are some other sports out there, but I don't go around actively looking for, you know, cricket related accounts and go and write, oh, why is cricket a sport? No one cares about cricket. Go back to the kitchen. You know, so
I didn't go back to the kitchen.
That was annoying to me, yeah. So I mean, but
what you are saying is, if you are not interested, don't come and write anything.
Exactly.
No one needs it.
That
enough to worry about assets.
Yeah. So I'm just all these attendances. Sure, they are one of attendances and things, but it's just showing
it's
that sure,
yeah.
The interest is there. If you know, people
just rising faster.
Market the game well. People will come and watch. Yeah. So, big ups to Atletico Madrid, to Juventus.
I think especially to Juventus.
Yeah, and to
allowing
Sporting for
play.
Yeah. So hopefully, maybe in the coming weeks, we'll also see one like that in England.
Yes, and speaking of the Juve's match, Philip Neville is playing for England.
Mm-hmm.
Was actually petitioning the male leagues,
yeah,
the other leagues,
the
all
clubs.
Across the leagues, yeah, the clubs that they
in
should
England.
Have the, not just England. It was after the
Juve match, the ladies' home, that he said that the men, whichever club, like United Ladies, Chelsea Women, Liverpool, like wherever you have a female club as well, you should be allowed to play in the same stadium as the men play, because then it's the same club, so why not share the same facility? That's what he was saying. And people are trying to argue the point that then it means it will draw the league back, because then they have to schedule this side that when the men play, the women can play. And people are trying to make that assumption. But if you are going away, then I can play home. If you are playing home, I can play away.
Sure. I mean,
there's a way around it.
Yeah, there's a way around everything. But this is quite a huge step, and I'm very happy to be seeing that. But then again, Africa. I was trying to get the average attendance at the Alcon last year, and
did you get it?
No, I couldn't find it on the CAF website. I couldn't find it on the Alcon itself website. I tweeted out.
But did someone keep?
I didn't track get. I
don't think there's a tracking
Africa,
system.
We don't use we don't use data for anything. So
there's no tracking.
I don't think they. But I'm sorry for the match.
Because I think they could have used the tickets to track.
Which tickets? Which tickets? How would they? What tickets?
Remember the last match when I played against Cameroon?
Yes.
When we got there, when I was waiting for you, with the key. They gave us free tickets. They had printed the tickets, but were giving it out for free. I just think they could have used that to track in a way.
I don't think they could have, because the whole ticket thing was a mess, so I don't know how I'm going to track that. So what if I take the tickets, but I don't enter the stadium?
That's what I'm saying. They don't, you see, the seats are not numbered. As I said, we don't have a tracking system for.
So I don't know how because.
But they could have anyway.
I don't know, because they didn't, the whole ticketing. The ticketing thing wasn't even done properly. So how will you know how many people, you know, were there? I couldn't get it, but I'm not sure it was via 5,000.
Oh, why sure?
I don't know. I can't tell.
But I think I'll say the very first match was, because the place was full.
Up to 5,000.
It should.
It was about 10,000.
That I don't know. But it's always the VIP area was full.
A VIP era, how many are they?
You think the seats are a lot?
Africa, we are waiting for you to rise up.
We just need to,
you know,
track the numbers. Just, you know, you've seen in other sports where the ticket number, then they come to the field and come and do something. Say the seat number. So that is what we have to work on.
I was surprised when I realized that they are cross for seven and their seats are not numbered.
Can number the seats then?
Why do you need the number? If you are building stadium, you know, number seats or sections or something. I mean, who even built it? Is it Chinese? The Chinese who built it? Who even built it? I don't know. But anyway, the World Cup trophy is on tour. Who has seen it so far? I haven't, and I probably won't. Because Ghana is not part, and I'm not going to Nigeria for SARS to come and shoot. So yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah.
We are going.
Maybe 2023, and the Ghana will be part, and it will come here, and then.
I'm
not going to Nigeria, please. I beg.
We are going in spirit. Shine your eyes.
I don't want to go in spirit. I want to go in person.
But it's on tour, so that will be in Nigeria on the 11th.
Yeah.
Of April. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the North Nigeria, if you're listening, it will be coming your way.
So
find it,
and send us a picture.
Yeah, send us a picture, tweet us so that we see that. Maybe so that through you, we've seen the trophies. And last but not the least, we are wrapping up the FIFA rankings. Latest FIFA rankings are out, and unsurprisingly, US and Germany retain first and second positions respectively. So yay to USA and Germany.
Both teams.
England is third now. Okay. Yeah. They jumped. They replaced France in third position. Now France is fourth Brazil is still 10th. I think Japan also play someone. But the first 10 is very much still intact. Mm-hmm. And then we come to Africa, and I think Nigeria has moved forward. South Africa has also moved forward. Ghana has moved down one. So we are no longer in the first 50. So the first 50 worldwide from Africa is Nigeria and South Africa.
Ghana is
51. Ghana is 51. The last one, we're 50. Now we are 51. But in Africa, we are 4. So in Africa, Nigeria is first, South Africa is second, Cameroon is third, and then we are 4th. So yeah, that is it for the ranking. So I think that concludes this episode. Yeah. I had fun during this episode.
We realized a lot of
emotions
going.
What's emotions? There are no emotions.
Even though she doesn't want to admit it, was in the news a lot.
Yeah. So, we didn't even mention that. That's quickly. So, the USWNT filed a lawsuit
against
US soccer, alleging gender discrimination, and they are seeking equal pay and, you know, equal working conditions and things. But this equal pay issue, I think that will be a topic for another episode because it's very loaded. But I mean, what is your thoughts on it?
I just think that the men and women could be paid the same, and there will be no issues. Because just as a lot of money has been put into the men's game, a lot of money can be put into the women's game to generate as much revenue as the men's game have, or even more.
So your point is?
My point is that the equal pay
thing, equal investments,
equal pay. No, not equal investment, equal pay. But why not pay them?
No, I mean, if they invest in them the same, they'll be able to bring in more revenue. And then...
Let's look at your second country. Look at...
Why are you calling them a second country?
Look at the US WNT, and then look at the US team.
The men's
teams. Look at their team and look at the women's team. And look at what the women have achieved. And look at what the men have achieved. But I'm sure the men are still paid higher than the women.
Yes,
men.
And so that is why they filed the lawsuit.
And so I'm just saying, generally, I just think that the women, whichever club,
it's for now, let's focus. For now, at the international level, for me, I think they should be paid the same. Because essentially they are representing the same country.
Yes.
People argue that the competition levels are not the same. But I think they're arguing about, like, it's still like a physicality point of view, you know, argument. But it's still, I mean, they both play at elite levels.
Yes.
So
that's what I don't understand.
It's like they are doing the same job. So why are they not paid equally?
When we are going to the World Cup, they don't say they are representing the women in US. They are representing the whole of US.
Yes.
So they should be paid equally.
Yes. So we are keeping an eye on that.
We'll keep it posted.
Yes. We're keeping an eye on that, and we'll see what will come out. But yesterday, I saw that this, I don't know if they're a bar, they're called Luna Bar. They donated about $700,000 to the women's team. So essentially they've paid like the balance, like the whole team. So what they pay the men and what they pay the women, the balance of that is about $700,000. So that means each player will get about $31,000. So that is the balance of what they pay them as what they pay the men.
So,
I mean, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but big ups to them for that. I mean, I would rather it had come from the Federation, but, you know.
Or is it Africa? Where is Africa Zoom?
Africa, dear. Even paying them a competition payments and whatever is doing, you should not top off. Equal pay, but you know, surely we'll get this. So I think that's it.
That's it
for this episode. So and we're also looking forward to the international break. So that's 3rd April. So by the time you'll be listening to this, the breakers will be already ongoing because it's starting on the 4th. So we are looking forward to all the matches that will be coming. I wish I could watch all, but I can only watch the ones that I can find to watch. So I can watch the US matches, which I'll be watching. Maybe if Ali doesn't play, I won't watch. But
I can't watch it till the
game. I'll be watching. And the South African one, they'll show it on Super Sports. Maybe 4. Yes, so keep an eye out for those as well. And thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for saying now. Don't forget to, what did I just say? It's like the words just run together. But thank you for sticking with us. Yeah, don't forget to share. Don't forget to follow us on our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at WhoSoManiacs. Should I spell it?
No.
At WhoSoManiacs. Visit our website as well. You can find our podcast episodes on the website. Also on SoundCloud as well as usual. And you can also read our blog posts on our website. And what was that?
Yes. So that is it. Thank you. Catch you guys.
Yeah. And have a great week. Bye.
Did you just say bye?
Bye.
Oh my gosh, it's